Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Popcorn Talk Network. We are here for Box Office Breakdown, and last week we didn't have everyone here, but yeah, we had a wonderful guest, Ace. Now we're all back on board, but we did have to move our time a little bit later. So thank you for sticking around. If you're watching, it is 8 p.m. instead of 6, but we're excited.
11 o'clock on the East Coast.
Yeah,
you know, changing it up.
It gives people time to drink and have a good time for, you know, watching our show and stuff like
you're
that.
You're not supposed to talk about yourself.
The parents are asleep. Jump on the YouTube. Throw on some Box Office Breakdown.
So you moved, right?
Yes.
It's like the sense of like urgency in my neighborhood has gotten terrible.
Did you see the thing I left in the park?
No, you left something?
I left one of those machines that you like, the inversion table. I had an inversion table.
Okay. Did you really?
Yeah, but there's no room for it in my place. Did you want it? Would you have taken it?
Filled with your sweat?
No.
It'd be hot if it was.
It's not like an exercise machine. It's like a stretch
I thought you threw
machine.
Like a bikini over like the power lines or something like that.
That's how I left my mark.
That would have been good. The neighborhood's already hurting. It's like without you there.
I don't know. I missed
So where
miss
did you go?
Did Russians.
You where are you living now?
You know, far away.
Do you got
somewhere
like,
from in
you.
A hidden yeah, place.
No. Do you got like the welcome mat to say like, hey, this is Sarah's house and stuff
no,
like that?
No, I surprisingly don't. And it's
really?
Gated and there's a gated parking lot and you have to go up a couple stories. So good luck.
Wow.
Is your place
fancy.
Bigger? Is it upgrade?
Yeah.
Because you're saying you ran out of room for this thing.
You like lose some stuff. Well, I was living in a like 3-bedroom area with racks and stuff. Like we had a lot of room. It was
gotcha.
Wonderful. But different area of town. It's nice. I have a very lovely...
I'll find out where it's at.
Well, she says the area, which is very a hipster kind of area. Would you say that's the vibe
it's
that people say?
That's what they attach
yeah.
to it.
That's what's
yuppie.
Attached to
yeah,
it. Does it feel like
hipster,
it fulfills it?
No, it's yuppie hipsters.
No, it's not.
What's, yeah, it's yuppie. Yuppie, what's like, the difference between yuppie hipsters and regular hipsters?
They got yuppie hipsters
no,
got money.
That's more like no, that's more like Santa Monica, Venice.
Yeah, but you're in like Los. I think you're in like Los Feliz now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
I did say that 20 seconds
yeah,
ago.
She did.
That's how I introduced this.
I spent a lot
you were
of time
listening
there.
So
I spent
clearly.
A lot of time there.
Oh, back before we get started on all of our movie talk, we will get into the box office numbers.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the domestic numbers. We'll talk about the international numbers. Of course, we'll do some of our games, and then we'll get into predictions for next week and what's coming out.
Poof.
But out of nowhere,
the little Bobby.
You.
He made an appearance at the. He made an appearance at the.
I have a fun fact for all of our audience out
there.
Okay,
Sarah, what a fun fact!
You're going crazy.
You already know this.
Yeah, but
fact.
Me and JT usually fill fun facts.
It's true.
You're not the
I'm
fun
curious
fact
to why you're so excited about this because as soon as we walked in the studio, she's like, "Come over here."
Yeah.
No, I'm really excited
yeah,
about
what
this
is it?
Because I stumped
I dove right under
him
the
on
table.
This. He failed.
Mm-hmm.
I went through the top five
okay.
grossing NC-17 films.
Oh.
And he only knew two of them.
Yeah,
oh,
because
God.
No, and I'm not talking about naming them. I'm talking about I went through the titles,
mm-hmm.
and he only recognized two of the names.
Hit me up with these. I haven't heard these yet.
These are good.
The first one you'll know,
okay.
Showgirls.
Oh, that was NC-17,
that's
really?
Obvious.
Top grossing.
Okay.
Elizabeth Berkley.
Yes.
Paul Verhoeven.
Then
yeah.
you've got Henry and June.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's called Henri and Yoon. That's the real name of it.
Okay.
The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover.
Are these Italian like films? I think the,
that,
I
no.
feel like these are American.
Henry and June, Studio Universal,
okay.
1990. Mm. The Cook, The Thief, His Wife and Her Lover, Miramax,
okay.
1990.
All right,
big year that year for them.
So far, I've heard of one.
Yeah.
Then Bad Education.
Yes, that's the movie. That's the Spanish film.
He has more than you.
That's two.
Well, I mean,
no. Well, you have one more shot if you know this one.
I lived a bad education.
Do you know this
one?
Lust, comma, Caution.
Is that an Asian film?
Oh, I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
Yeah,
should I click on it?
It's Brazilian.
No, I never
Oh, let's
heard of that
click
one.
And see if he's right.
Okay.
Oh, he's right.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's
way more perverted than I am. He just doesn't show it like I do.
The closet ones are the more perverted ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you blushing? Are you blushing?
I'm maybe.
Okay. Now we can get into
it. I always blush when I'm in your presence.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. Just because I can embarrass you. Let's get into...
I thought Bad Lieutenant would be on there. The first one hadn't...
It should have been.
It should have been, right?
He was I don't know. He actually shot actual steroids in that movie.
It's from a Box Office Mojo, so that's where that information was pulled. But let's get into some other numbers. This past weekend, finally getting some more money.
Big weekend, finally.
The box office. Yeah. Huge weekend. Starting with number five, it's going to go to Bridge of Spies.
Holding strong.
Yeah, doing well.
I think I hit four or five, didn't I?
You weren't here last week.
I gave it over the phone.
He did, that's right. Mine and his were one off of each other.
Yeah, which
we switched our four and five.
Did I get all five?
Did you?
Yeah, of course I won.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I was watching.
Wait, I thought I got all five. Yeah, Spectre, Peanuts, Martian, Goosebumps, Bridge. Everything just went down one, right?
Maybe you did. Dylan Esposito won the deal.
Because last week I just pushed everything down one. And, well, no, Bridge of Spies was three last week.
No, you had some. I had
Bridge of Spies was three last week.
So then you would be right.
Did you just push them down one?
Yeah, because I had Spectre, Peanuts, and then I went Martian, Goosebumps, Bridge of Spies.
Then he won.
But, yeah, So
I had
one,
burnt
two,
at number four.
Four. While we figure this out, we'll keep going through the list.
I got five out of five.
Maybe he
all
did
right.
get five out of five.
Now that you just completely went through my five list, like in 2 seconds, thank you so much, GTE.
Well, sorry.
Number four did go to Goosebumps, only dropping 29%. So all of our top three from last week all went down, and none of them lowered less than 30%.
Yep.
Or more than 30%. The Martian only dropped 20%, bringing in 9 million. And then we get to our new releases, really bringing in the money. The Peanuts movie bringing in $45 million.
That's a lot of peanuts.
That's on a $99 million budget.
Yeah.
And then the number one spot, of course, went to Spectre, bringing in $73 million, which is, you can nod
I
to
guessed
that one.
75.
Yes, I was the closest.
I was
not
at 60
bringing
something.
As much as Skyfall, which really had brought the franchise to another level when it came to money.
I think originally Skyfall opened with like 80 or
88.
That's a lot of money.
And it was like the biggest opening they've ever had. And Spectre has been doing really well overseas. Yeah. We'll talk about that. And here it still had a very strong opening, but just not able to hit that Skyfall
number. That's why everybody thought it was a Phil Spector biopic again.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, we don't want to see
I think they were really confused.
There's a lot of idiots around here.
Listen, none of you guys saw Spectre. Right?
Not yet.
No.
I did see it.
it's long.
Here's the thing. It's the same length as Skyfall. But I didn't leave Skyfall thinking that movie was too long because it was so well done. The story was so good. Mm-hmm. Javier Bardem was a great villain. This movie, it's almost like a throwback to almost like the bad, I don't want to say the bad Bronson movies because it's not that bad. But it's just, it took everything the last three films kind of established and went away from it and tried to make it more like a more traditional Bond. I didn't grow up a Bond fan. So I like the Daniel Craig era. I want that kind of Bond, and they gave me something more like the older Bonds, and I was just kind of like, and the script is a mess. The third act, I don't know what was happening. Decisions were made by characters that made no sense. I mean, everyone said Quantum of Solace, or call it
Solace.
Solace,
no, they call it Solace. Like, that's what Harloff always called it.
Yeah, but that's what Olga, what's her name, was
in. She was great. But here's
Jesus
the thing.
Christ.
I think this movie is actually worse than that, because Quantum of Solace, at least it was only an hour 45 minutes and it had a lot of action. Yes, the story was weak. This one, the story is just as weak, but it's 2.5 hours and the action that is there, while filmed well, it's not in the same vein as the first three films.
Well, I agree with you.
You haven't seen it.
Well, no, I mean, trust me, look. All right. Like Makuga said the other day on the Schmoso, you know, I think Bond, it's not all about action. The old ones weren't about action all the time. It was about the espionage and the coolness of it all. I think they went away from that to, you know, I give these people, like the ADD crowd, the action that they needed. I don't really firmly believe that Bond is that. This is a 300 and something million dollar budget. That is ridiculous. You can do a Bond for 160 and make it legit if somebody knows how to write a script. Ian Fleming is dead because he used to smoke 100 cigarettes a day. and, you know.
Yeah.
Well, speaking to the franchise, if you look at it, if you go to, this is from the numbers.com. Mm-hmm. So this is, I believe, not adjusted numbers, but you're talking about Dr. No in 1963 was had a budget of $1
million. Yes, that's
and
the thing.
Well,
that's
in like 1960. $1 million, yes. Adjusted,
yeah. Even inflation
adjusted,
is probably,
that is
what,
more.
100?
Yeah, it's inflation. Actually, I think I do have inflation.
No movie should be $300 million. I don't care what it is.
Well, again, let's not. That's not just
Star Wars
that,
for.
But here's the thing: that's not just the budget to make the movie. That's marketing and everything else.
No,
that's the budget to make them. Yes, 100%.
That's with...
No, that's with just the budget.
Okay, we can get
into... I'm serious.
If that's true, then...
It's just always been increasing. The only one that went down
like 30
was between,
Ferraris
like,
for no
Moonraker
reason.
And for Your Eyes Only. That was the only time it like went the other way. But you're looking at a franchise whose domestic box office total, not adjusted, is almost $2
billion. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Skyfall was the first one to go over a billion, like, nowadays.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. But I think because Daniel Craig's... series of films, they changed it. Yeah, there was more action, but it wasn't the Bronson cheesy, like, doing a surfboard on a tidal wave action.
Yeah, of course.
It was gritty, realistic, more like Bourne, and this film really steps away from that.
And that's the problem.
I think it hurt.
And that's the problem.
Well, they can probably change things, because supposedly Daniel Craig is done.
True.
Also, no, he's got one more.
I think his contract is contract for one more.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Sam Mendes did such a great job of Skyfall, and apparently he didn't want to do this sequel, and they just... took a truckload of money and emptied it in his front yard, and
of course
he was like,
they did.
I'll do it.
I kind of feel... I'm still going to see this movie, and I'm
still
excited about it.
I don't think it's a horrible movie.
The more I hear about it being made and you adding that, I feel like both Daniel Craig and Sam Mendes were kind of forced into doing this by money, not really a thrill for making the movie.
I totally agree. Skyfall's the opposite.
Yeah,
I think Skyfall, Sam Mendes is like, I'm going to make my Bond movie.
And I think Daniel Craig was excited to be involved in it. And it just, you haven't felt that presence coming from the people behind this. And if you're talking about a movie that has that much money, you don't want to just see those numbers. You want to see the passion. You want to see people excited about what they made. And that just hasn't been there for
this. This movie also had the problem of what I love in Skyfall, like they go to different locations, but it felt organic to the story. This one, it was like Carmen Sandiego. Oh, we're in Rome. Oh, we're in Mexico. It was just like, it wasn't even like a transition. It was like, cut to this place.
They just decided they wanted to go on vacation with
pretty much.
$800 million budget.
I know that. That's what we did at Point Break.
And Christopher Waltz was wasted. And he's such a fantastic actor.
Well, I heard he comes in and then disappears for like an hour.
Well, even Javier Bardem didn't come until an hour until Skyfall, but his motivation for his character was so well done. Christopher Waltz's character, I've seen the movie. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not alone. A lot of people feel this way. Some people, I really like it. And I think those are the people that grew up with the Sean Connery Bonds, and they love this throwback. For me, as somebody who didn't grow up with that kind of Bond, I miss it. And our engineer, Marissa. Marissa, you agree, right? You saw it. You were pretty underwhelmed.
Yes, I agree.
That's not
Marissa.
Her.
Left. No,
that's
Stefan. She was supposed to be on.
That's Stefan. Poof. No, I think
is that John? That Marissa impression was spot on.
Yes, that was fantastic. That was perfect. Polynesian. I think is that what she is?
No,
no.
I don't know.
God.
Anyway, come on. That's not an offense. I mean,
no.
I think, like I said on the Schmoes show on Thursday, I think The Spy Who Loved Me. Had Roger Moore. I was a Roger Moore guy. My brother liked it and had all the toys and things like that.
Okay.
They had the best song.
Mm-hmm. You're going to take that away from Adele?
No. I mean, look, Skyfall is a great song, but Carly Simon's Nobody Does It Better was the best song. And second is the Duran Duran Viva Kill.
I'm not getting into this debate. Everyone else
but, can. Okay, one more debate. Did this Bond have a good girl name? Like, what was the name?
No, I don't think Daniel Craig's movies haven't really been doing that.
That's bad.
They haven't been doing that.
Dun, dun, dun. There we go.
Oh, this is
for dun, dun, your dun. Listening at pleasure.
This is from
Carly Simon.
No, I have a.
Is this from a Bond movie?
Yeah, this is from Spy Who Loved Me.
I thought this song was like just a.
No, this is from The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh man. All right.
This is Barbara Bach, Roger Moore.
It's not very Bond, though.
Yes, it
is.
There's a gun.
This should be
silhouetted.
If I heard this, like Terms of Endearment or like
no, this
Steel
is
Magnolias
a Bond song.
He's feeling it doesn't match the theme.
My favorite Bond girl name was an Asian girl, and her name was Chew Me. Chew Me.
Yeah. Do you remember which one she's from?
It was like Never Say Never Again or something like that.
I love the Austin Powers. Like whenever I think of those names, like there's I think it was the third one where he's at a party and these two Asian girls come up. She's like, I'm Fukumi.
Yeah,
he's like, how dare you? She's like, no, this is my twin sister, Fukumi too.
We could talk about Bond for forever, but we will probably have more time to talk about it next week.
Listen to my
if we have anything
later.
To add. Now we need to move on to a little bit more Peanuts knowledge.
Yeah, I really wanted to see this weekend, but I was just so busy doing other things, and my Spectre was so freaking long, I just didn't have the power for me to see our movie. I was actually thinking about seeing this today before we came in, but football.
Look, back
audience
in the days.
Have been great.
Look, $45 million for this movie is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I grew up on Peanuts.
Oh, who did?
Charlie Brown Halloween, Charlie Brown Christmas was a staple.
Well, the actual comic strip ran from 1950 through 2000.
Yeah.
So it is supposed, it's been quoted as arguably the longest story ever told by one human being.
Well, Charlie Brown's
a loser,
obviously.
So it gained a lot of fans.
We're going to break down the Charlie Brown figures now and personalities in there.
Can I just say?
Have you had a little Charlie Brown figure drawing of yourself yet?
No, I know the app you're talking about, though. Yeah. Let me just say one thing about Peanuts. I think what's so great about Peanuts, and even as a kid and as an adult now, I enjoy those movies just as much as adult as I did as a kid. And that's like something Pixar kind of does now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Listen, you can go back and watch The Lion King and still enjoy it, but it's not the same kind of humor, I would say, or charm that Peanuts has. Like, I could just watch it as an adult and be like, oh, I'm totally getting the morals of the story. It's very clever. And my kid, or some kid, will just be like, yeah, this is
Peanuts
great. I see.
Four Emmys.
Did they really?
Like, no, of course.
Snoopy
has them all.
That Christmas special, amazing.
It's the best.
The
Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. Yeah.
Even the one where they get lost on the raft when they're going camping. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, it's Charlie Brown Goes Camping.
No, it's not.
No.
Is it really?
My thing is, like, look, Charlie Brown needs to wake up a little bit.
Okay.
Are you going to rag on Charlie Brown right now?
Well, I'm gonna break down every character.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's
quickly.
Well, pretty much.
And
okay,
then I have
I'll
to get to international.
You know what Charlie Brown needs to do is... Lucy's already on her knees when she's pulling the football out of the mix. He should just stop kicking and whip down his pants.
No, anyway, we are not getting into this.
Okay, hold on.
No,
no, give me a second.
You started with that? You should have ended with that.
Yeah,
oh, you just got cut off. Yes, I have the power.
I got this. Schroeder, the piano guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Everybody thinks he's a geek.
No, I love him.
Yeah. He's gonna reap the benefits later on.
Obviously,
and then
that one's true.
And then Pigpen.
No,
there's nobody who walks around that dirty who don't have something ready for women.
Because
you could be that dirty.
Nope.
You can't be that dirty and have nothing.
You will only have my
support. He's the dirtiest guy in the world. He's like he's owning his dirty.
Nope.
He's like, I'm going to walk around with a cloud of dirt and
so,
flies around.
Now
me.
We're moving on to the international box office numbers.
I'm just saying, I love Peanuts.
Well, Snoopy should listen to Charlie Brown should listen to Snoopy, even though he doesn't talk. He gives him mannerisms,
well,
though.
Supposedly,
He's
I
like,
don't
Charlie,
know.
Come on.
This movie isn't canon. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
Supposedly, the movie isn't canon.
With
That's
Peanuts?
What I, yeah.
What? What?
Supposedly. I mean, I haven't seen it yet,
okay,
so I
yeah.
can't really,
but
really
what do you
speak
mean by canon?
It.
I didn't even know.
Like, because there's, like, age differences between the Peanuts. Like, certain ones are older siblings, certain ones are from a different school.
Yeah.
And I guess the movie puts them all in one class, which doesn't work, because they're all supposed to be different ages, but they, like, have to do it for the movie.
Interesting. I did like how
that's what I've heard. I haven't seen it.
I did like, even though they went CGI heavy with all this and the animation like that, they still kept the feel of the old school animated cartoons.
which I think was legit.
Yeah.
Which is legit.
It's legit. Yeah.
Pepper and Patty's obviously a lesbian, right?
Well, I think even as a kid, we kind of... As you became an adult,
you
figured that out.
Well, she wears the baggy clothes, you know. She's probably watches the Rosie O'Donnell show.
And the other
like
girl's
that.
Like, sir.
And now
yes,
this
sir.
Is where I go on to the international numbers for Spectre. The 24th film in the spy series is off to a strong start. The action sequel topped the foreign box office again.
Your Peanuts movie
weekend.
Would be NC-17.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah, Peanuts.
you got him going with that NC-17 talk.
MVP / nuts.
All right.
Spectre,
everyone. It's picking up $117 million across 78 territories. Take that in for a second. Mm-hmm. The film was hugely expensive, as we've talked about before. Yep. This is $350 million box office breakdown. I believe it said $300 million. So huge money. It brings back the Skyfall team, of course, Daniel Craig and Sam Mendes, and throws in Christoph Waltz, as we have mentioned.
Wasted.
Don't say that. Skyfall became the first film in the 007 series to gross more than $1 billion.
Which is really, can I just say, that's really weird to me, because usually, like, Avengers grew a billion easy, and then the second one grew a billion easy because of how good the first one was.
Yeah.
Quantum of Solace was not a, like, it didn't do as good as Casino Royale. And a lot of people saw it as a failure as far as a Bond movie. Maybe there was just enough time to go by that people just got excited again and they forgot about Quantum of Solace. It's just, I think it's a little weird when a movie is that big coming off a disappointment in the series. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's all. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Back in the days, the movie didn't make that much money in the theaters.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it didn't outperform Skyfall here, but I'm getting Spectre. There we go. Spectre did outperform Skyfall in other countries, including Mexico, Brazil, Russia, Belgium, Austria, Hong Kong, Malaysia, Poland, and more. So,
well, of course, Hong Kong. Across the,
and it makes sense because of how good Skyfall was. It's coming off a great...
So there you go.
Like, you know, the Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises.
But it is. Like, the Skyfall theme song was much better than the one that Sam Smith did here.
True.
For
but that's not a huge deal.
Yeah, it is. I think it is.
That was a really big part of marketing.
Absolutely.
Last year, especially because I doubled it in. I'm sure she did some award show. That was a huge marketing pitch.
Yeah, it was a great song.
Like, if you just associate her current Carly Hello Simon, but with Spectre,
yeah,
would go over
it's weird
over
how
well.
It opened up right around the same time.
Yeah, but
right?
Hello sounds more like...
I'm just saying.
The, yeah, but it sounds like the song Rolling in the Deep or whatever it is.
I heard it like 800 times the first day it was out.
Lana Rich is really pissed off about it.
Key to movie making should be Adele.
She should do a video with the Lana Richie bust of Hello again, with a bust of her with a blind guy. You know,
don't know,
sculpting it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Lionel Richie Hello video. It's amazing.
That's like detour.
You know, we're
going to
start the show off next week with the Lionel Richie Hello video. Everybody's got to wake up. This guy's the best.
Okay. That is the next plan. All right, let's talk a little bit more about another movie we haven't talked about in some time. Oh, look what's coming.
Hello.
Oh, it's already happened.
You're looking for... Look at Lionel's. No, Lionel.
That's actually wonderful. That's,
yeah,
that
seen,
actually,
I've actually seen
actually
that.
Pretty good.
He's the best.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about the international box office Maze Runner.
Yeah,
Sports
back in there.
We're still talking. Really?
Opened in China.
This isn't a still talking.
It did.
This is a back again.
Of course it did.
Resurrected.
I thought we were done with this
resurrected
bullshit.
By China.
All right.
That is what they
mostly
do.
Mostly everything is. They resurrect people now.
It opened in China.
Marilyn
picking
Monroe's
up
walking over there. Tupac,
19.8 million for the weekend.
Yeah,
so the picture added 21.3 million to its 218 million haul. Capturing second place.
That's good, because this movie, like, it's not Hunger Games level budget. Like, it's not costing $100 million to make these things. I think it's closer to, like, 70, 80, which is not that bad. And if you're pulling up 218, that's not bad.
They're doing good.
They're going to make another one.
It's good money for this.
Also, third place went to the Chinese romantic comedy taking this title, X-Files 2.
EX.
EX. Oh, and is it not X?
Because when I read that, I was like, X-Files?
Well,
the
that's
TV
how they,
show?
No, that's how they say it. No, it, well, that's
but
X-Files.
But I would assume that's still X.
It's obviously a
but
romantic
it's not
comedy.
Just a straight X. Yes. It is an EX. So it's like your ex-girlfriend, X-Files 2.
I see what they're trying
Hold on,
to do.
We're not done.
Yeah, we're not done.
The back
wordplay guys
the
here.
The backup strikes back.
Yeah, it's like the Empire Strike Backs
meets the
X-Files. You know, they're so brilliant over there.
Movie.
Just amazing
like,
over there.
Meets like Back to the Future.
It's good
like,
stuff.
Who knows?
Yeah.
This title
that's three
fantastic.
Movie titles in one title.
You know what? That's what they do.
X-Files
that's how they make
two,
the money.
The backup strikes back. Like, who knows what this is?
These guys
space,
are just transcending life.
Crime.
Pretty sure China created that sound, but you deserve to.
Dance movie. Who knows?
So X-Files...
X-Files 2, The Backup Strikes Back.
That's one title.
I don't even know what that movie could
what
be.
It could be anything.
No, I know what it is.
I'm guessing it's an ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Part And then the backup.
Like the backup dancer?
The backup ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Strikes back.
Yeah, with a black guy flying the Millennium Falcon.
Is it like Fatal Attraction kind of thing, maybe?
I don't know, but it did make $17 million.
Of course it did.
And which led Hotel Transylvania 2 to capture fourth place this week with its $15 million. So Hotel Transylvania 2 pushing its global gross to $404.2 million.
Jesus.
Yes, it has now earned more than Hotel Transylvania, which brought in $358. So one step
this is
up.
Astronomical amounts of money in this country. I don't know what is going on over there. I gotta go there.
They have so many theaters.
If yeah. I go there, I
they have
I
so
feel
many.
Like,
they like put so
well,
much
according
money.
To you,
into
a while ago, there was only 12 theaters in China.
What? No, I did not say that. I have never said that.
Somebody said it.
I did not say that.
Maybe it was Roxy.
I definitely did not say that.
And then fifth place. Everest.
Oh, you wanted to say that?
Yeah.
You wanted to announce
you know why?
Everest?
Because I never got a chance to see it, and I'm kind of mad at myself because I liked everyone in that movie.
I was going to say
I like survival movies, like
I
Alive.
Movie.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? You liked it, right?
I really liked it. I was invested in it. I liked the subject matter for me.
You
I
like
feel
the
like,
guys in it.
I feel like it goes a certain pace.
You like big, like, burly guys with beards and stuff like that who like wear Air Jordan shorts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You are.
Yep.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yep.
No, but, like, just, the movie has, like, a very steady, like, pace. Like,
okay.
Climbing out, and then all of a sudden at the end, it's like, whoo, tumbled.
Oh, really?
Yes, in my opinion.
I just, the main reason why I wish I saw it in theaters is because I heard it was shot with, like, IMAX cameras.
Yeah, it looks great.
And that's why I was like, I will watch it when it hits, like, Blu-ray, DVD. But, God, I wish I could have caught it in theaters.
So, the Everest drama did take the fifth spot in the international market.
Yeah.
It's 13. Rounded out the top five with 13.1 million. Global haul of 190.9 million.
That one I'm curious like what the budget is because it didn't have like, I mean, you saw it. Did it feel like it had a huge budget? I know a lot of it was done
it
in CGI.
It looks beautiful.
Of course it does.
I'm going to try and find the budget and we can get started
I mean,
on our international titles game. Cut him off with a song.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Break out the Rosetta Stone because it's time for
The international title game. Sorry. Budget for Everest, supposedly $55 million.
So another 50 for advertising. It's making some dough.
There you go.
All right, let's do this. International thing.
Yeah, we got it.
International
I was going to talk about Spotlight, too. I think Spotlight's one of the best movies of the year.
Spotlight.
We talked so much about Peanuts and stuff. We, like, didn't even get to our top 10 in the box office.
No, we didn't.
But
Spotlight's
we'll talk about it later.
Movie everybody should see. Holy
yeah,
shit,
Michael
it's really
Keaton,
good.
Amazing. Movie.
Fantastic.
We'll talk about it later.
My friend Nicole Rockland produces. She's great.
Please continue with your game.
Let's go. Where are they from?
We're going to go with Daniel Craig.
Nice.
Obviously, from the People's Republic of China. Layer cake.
Okay.
What are you doing?
She got up.
Why are you doing that for?
Because
you checking text
I
messages and stuff? Or Roxy, what?
I was just trying to cheat for the game.
Okay.
Cheers. Daniel Craig.
Layer cake.
Yep. First film, Matthew Vaughn.
Double-sided task.
I've never seen layer cake, so I don't know what the hell that means.
Spectre.
Ooh.
Oh, bringing in a new one.
Yeah.
Demon 4 Volt.
Is it in all caps? Because Spectre's always in like all caps.
Demon
no.
4 Volt.
Demon 4 Volt, like a 4 Volt battery.
Yeah, I'm trying to think how that would it. How that match the movie.
The Jacket.
Oh, he was in that movie?
Yeah, I love that movie.
I never saw it.
No, it's good. So it's Adrian Brody, Keira Knightley. Really, really good.
Okay, yeah.
It's called
Psychological Thriller.
Thriller Tempora.
Tempora, okay.
That one's fake.
All right. Cowboys and Aliens.
Okay.
Bad movie.
Bond on a horse.
Shut up. Bond on a horse.
So I'm going to go with these
Bond
again.
On a horse. Go ahead.
Layer cake.
Yep.
Double-sided task.
Uh-huh.
Spectre. Demon. 4 Volt. Skyfall. I don't know. I had that too, but I don't want to give that one. Cowboys and Aliens. Bond on a horse.
You skipped mine.
The Jacket.
Okay, there you go.
Thriller. Tempora.
Yeah, that one. Fake stamp.
A Bond on a horse is two on the money. Nothing to do with Bond. Bond on a horse.
Layer cake.
Mary Kay.
There we go. Playing the
Wow.
Did we all lose?
No, somebody won.
All right, eliminate one of us.
Okay, why do you think that Thriller Tempura is not the right answer?
Because they just don't believe you.
Yeah, but they...
I think you
it's
were
a thriller,
probably
and
eating
they were
some
cooking people.
I feel
so like tempura.
Isn't that tempura?
So that one's real?
You were right, JT.
Yes.
Bond on a horse is not right.
There's no way. There's not even a mention of aliens in the movie.
Yeah, but they're on a horse.
Aliens aren't on a horse.
Somebody's on a horse.
Yeah, I give you that.
Bond is if on it, a horse.
If it was like Bond and Indiana Jones on a horse fighting aliens,
Stop.
Then I would have been like,
this.
Maybe that.
What we are going to move on to is
What's
the reason
that long
I got
text?
Up.
What is that?
It's the winners, which that's is why
oh,
I had
that's
to get
just,
up,
that's what
and
Dylan
you had
sends.
To call attention to me. To like, I was like, I need to read this. Yes.
The winners. This is the winner music.
It's coming
Ooh,
soon.
And the first one has such a good name. Julius. Julius Roussas was the winner on the guessing game 2 weeks in a row, this time for Spectre. So nice job. 2 weeks in a row,
great
Julius.
Name.
Yeah. Then Jameron Turner and Ryan Martinson
yes,
won.
Boss.
Yes, Boss
He's
Turner.
He's the best. I love that guy.
Won, and Ryan Martinson won the Peanuts guessing game. And get ready for this list, everyone. Ben Campbell, Tyler Moore, Marcos Melendez Viana, Jake Karpman, Joe Orton, Jameron Turner again.
Wow.
Joe Jodin, Robert Burke, Armin Bejic, Hayden Claiborne, Nicholas Aaron, Christian Sliberto, Mark Machenka, Julius Grusas again, and Michael K are all 5 for 5 winners this week.
They're all paying. They're all like sending Dylan Esposito
so many
like
people.
Inflatable rafts or something for him
yes.
to do things.
So many of you guys. This is why I had to go get my phone because I
yeah. Good job, everybody.
Just,
the crazy part about it is, I want everybody to watch this. I gave Christian Harloff my Rocky mug.
Yes,
because he went Thursday
to interview
everybody. Stallone,
Michael B.
Jordan,
everything. Philadelphia. Saw the movie. Text me immediately afterwards.
And as he was interviewing everybody, the lead was the Stallone mug.
Yes.
So Stallone touched the mug and was like, "Where did you get this?" And he's like, "Well, some guy that I work with, you know, AKA,
you?
Me, yeah, me." he was like, he proposed to somebody with it because I proposed to Tiffany Smith with it as a ring.
yeah.
And he's like, okay. So what I'm going to do is when we go to the premiere on the 19th, I'm going to bring the mug
back.
As well.
Oh, and be like, "I'm the guy."
I'm the guy.
Oh, man.
So we'll see how it goes. But
I'm the guy.
He was like, "I'm wearing a wife beater." He goes, "I don't even remember taking this picture." And Michael B. Jordan and Coogler were like, "Holy shit. Like, where did you get this?" And they were like, "Some guy." And the guy.
And you're the some guy. How, you
yeah.
feel
guy.
So proud of being
yeah.
the some guy.
I'm
also
guy.
Supposed
That's
to...
Just a little, tip.
I don't know if this means anything to you, but I'm supposed to tell you like that the blonde James Bond or something says hi. Does this ring a bell? I don't know.
What? Say it again?
Something on Twitter.
What does it say?
Oh, I have
the
to
blonde James Bond?
Oh,
blonde
he's the best,
Bond.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Says hi. I'm supposed okay. to tell you this. But
he wants me to have a Screen Junkies show.
Ah.
But I turned down the Screen Junkies because I told him that it was going to cost him $95.
Well, we
it would have been $100 a
perfect
month for
time
subscriptions
to shout out
if I was on the show.
To Miss Roxy Schreier.
Yeah.
Some congrats on her Screen Junkies moves.
Yeah, she's doing really well for us. Every time I hear Roxy,
Yeah, let me say, you know, I've been working for Screen Junkies for a while now, and I am now the engineer of this announcement today, the Screen Junkie Plus Network.
Yeah, congrats, dude. That's
and
a big deal.
It was amazing to have Roxy brought on, along Woo-hoo! With Ken, people that I've known for a couple years, and it's kind of like a dream come true. It's geek heaven, and I get to work there every day, and it's amazing.
There we go, everyone. So
sign up, everybody, because the shows are amazing.
Yeah, tweet at them to get the FinStock initiative off the ground, too. You guys want to see a real show, like let's make that happen.
We
obviously.
Just have lots of friends here. Also,
so I'm ready.
Shout out to our other networks. Besides Popcorn Talk Network, where you see us,
mm-hmm.
you can also go to AfterBuzz TV,
yes.
Black Hollywood Live. Tons of people can watch the Schmoes, obviously.
Chinese Hollywood Live, too. It's a new and up-and-coming station.
That one's a lie, so don't look it up.
Yeah, and I got a lot of tweets saying, "Oh, is this going to affect Box Office Breakdown? Are you still going to be able to do the shows?" Like,
we're
I told them
here.
We're still here.
Really,
every Sunday.
When the Schmoes left, they were people were really upset. They're like, "Oh my god, every show's off the air." But now we're here, and we're going to stay here. And we're going to give you the content you're looking for. So,
hey guys, I want to do something special for Roxy. I have no idea what the sound drop is, but it's labeled Roxy, and I'm pretty sure it's from Mini Finstock.
Okay,
so let's enjoy this from literally about a year ago.
Poof. I seen Roxy the other day wearing a one-piece alligator skin outfit.
In honor of Roxy.
Yeah, maybe I'm he sure did.
Be, I'm sure she will be wearing that.
She might have been in the park
soon.
With that.
Tune in TV Fights to see that outfit.
We do have to go into now our top five grossing list.
And, yes.
And this week we will be talking about Mr. Brian Cranston.
Who's in Trumbo, which I saw.
Oh, you did?
I saw at Sundance. It's a fantastic... No, I saw it in Toronto. I mean,
well, he's fantastic.
It's a fantastic movie.
Because of him or because of the movie?
He's great in it. But it was a screenwriter who was blacklisted.
Yeah, okay. During the commies and all that.
And he was writing under a surname.
Yes.
It was amazing stuff.
I'm just asking because sometimes
and he won an
there
Oscar,
are movies
the surname
like,
won an Oscar. It was really crazy.
But I'm talking about sometimes there are movies out there that are solely carried by the actor who does them. Mm-hmm. Like Julianne Moore, I believe, did one last year, and I think she's still Alice. Yeah. I really like that movie because of her, but she held up the whole movie.
Well,
oh, really?
Stallone, like the movie. Well, it's Stallone and everything, obviously. Well, carries every movie.
I heard Kristen Stewart and Alec Baldwin were really good in that, too, though.
Watch it.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Yeah, watch she's obviously it. The person who carries it.
She's the carries it, so I'm wondering if Mr. Cranston kind of does the same in Trumbo. But
does.
In honor of that, let's go into his top five grossing list.
This
should
be interesting.
We are taking a couple out, so we won't be talking about John Carter or Little Miss Sunshine. But we will start with The Lincoln Lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was
back
in that?
2001.
Yeah,
that's the thing. He's been around for so long.
Yes.
He's done like so many bit parts. I mean, like you watch
this
Seinfeld.
Is in 2011.
2011. Yeah, I know.
That's
I remember.
Not so long.
No, I know.
I mean, he has been a lot, but that's.
I totally agree with you. But I'm like, this guy was around the 90s on. He was
Malcolm Middle's
Malcolm
dad
Middle.
For
he was
a long
on King
time.
Of Queens. Mm-hmm. He was played the neighbor to Kevin James.
Like Seinfeld, that's in the early 80s. Well, late
80s. Well, 90s.
Yeah. Well, 89.
He didn't
so, yeah.
come until the 90s.
Yeah. Dr. Tim Waller.
So,
yeah.
Waller. Lincoln Lawyer brought in, we're going to go with the adjusted numbers of almost 61 million.
This is what, like, sparked Matthew McConaughey's, like, reconnaissance. Like, it was like, it was a good movie. He gave a good performance because the movies he'd done before that were just trashed romantic films. And this mm-hmm. was like, oh, we forgot this guy could play these kind of roles. And apparently he's really good at playing, like, a lawyer. And he plays a lawyer in this film, Time to Kill, because mm-hmm. he went to law school to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he just played lawyers more.
I have a really funny story. I had a pair of Air Jordan 1s, the originals,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was selling them on eBay. And somebody bid, and he was like, hey, man, could I check him out? And I'm like, sure, whatever. And it was Brad Furman, the director of Lincoln Lawyer. So he wears a pair of Air Jordans 1s that I got from, that were from 85, and he bought them. And I'm friends with him.
Are you not?
I'm friends with him since.
Well, if you ever run
into
him. I
actually went to the Lincoln Lawyer premiere.
Oh, awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also on Mr. Cranston's list, Contagion brought in $79 million. I want to point out that we're going to talk about five movies, and three of his top five are Warner Brothers.
Oh, really?
So
I loved Contagion. I don't remember him in that movie.
He was...
Who does he play? He's probably, again, the small part.
It was a small part, but...
That whole movie was an ensemble.
He, like, blends
yeah.
in.
But it was a part enough that where it's not unbolded over there.
Yes. Yeah. That's interesting. I love that movie, and I haven't seen it in a while. It's one of the only Steven Soderbergh films I really enjoy.
Also coming onto the list is Argo. Just from 2012,
Argo.
Bringing in $141 million.
Best picture adjusted. Winner.
Mm-hmm. Best picture winner that doesn't really, like, I don't think it's going to stand the test of time.
I have always said this is it was a terrible year.
Here's the thing. It's a really good movie, but once you throw that best picture, you know, label on it, and it's not amazing,
yes.
mm-hmm. it hurts the movie. But if
definitely.
That movie didn't get nominated for Oscar... Or didn't win Best Picture, I think people would have been like, why didn't Argo get nominated? That was a really good movie.
I think it would almost stand better if you just had the nomination.
Yes, I agree.
If you were like, oh, it was nominated, but the fact that
it's on my list of most overrated Best Pictures of all time.
I don't know.
Depends
about
on the year. I
you
can't
know what the crazy
that,
part
but...
about it is? John Goodman, who played John Chambers in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's
was,
great.
He was the only guy to actually... The character himself, let me see if I could break this down properly. He played a guy
mm-hmm.
in a movie who actually really won an Oscar.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I got you.
Yeah,
for the makeups. He did Planet of the Apes.
He did Planet of the Apes makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he was depicting a guy who already won an Oscar. So basically what happened was, it was the only actor who played an actor who won an Oscar for a movie that won the Best Picture.
There you go.
There
was an Oscar basically within the movie, but the movie won an Oscar. There you go. 100%. That's how that works.
And the crazy part about it was Tony Mendez came up with the fake movie idea while watching The Planet of the Apes.
things
amazing
just
stuff
come full circle. Going up to Godzilla, this is
oh,
the
yeah.
2014 God. Film because Bryan Cranston isn't ancient.
You know when you know the actor's great when he leaves a movie and the movie literally suffers greatly because of it. Well, if Bryan Cranston was in that movie, I'm not going to say what happens to the character. If you haven't seen Godzilla by now, I don't know what's wrong
with
it.
Cops would be really upset yeah. about his favorite movie ever.
and it made $201 million.
Yes. Bryan Cranston's character exits that film early on, and the film is lost. The human element goes with him.
What about Elizabeth Olsen?
She's barely in the movie. She's on the phone crying
she's
a couple times. That's it.
An old boy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. That's a good scene.
Listen, guys, if you haven't seen Old Boy, maybe one of the best nude scenes in the past decade.
That was. It might have been Mickey Rourke stuff. That might have been real sex.
I have a problem with what JT just said.
Are you kidding? Have you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie.
What, Old Boy?
Godzilla.
Okay. Oh, Godzilla. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Talking Godzilla, you say that the moment Bryan Cranston leaves, the human element is gone, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think they kind of wanted to avoid the mistake they made in 2001's Godzilla.
Matthew Broderick is not Bryan Cranston.
He's That's not, true. But I actually liked that the movie kind of has two different kind of portions of it. And getting rid of Bryan Cranston, it would have been a completely different movie with Bryan Cranston. I don't think it would have been a Godzilla movie.
Who's this? Cops are talking?
I got to disagree. I think Aaron Taylor-Johnson had no charisma, nothing. He was just like a zombie walking throughout the rest of that movie. I felt nothing for him.
I don't disagree, but I also think the movie is better off without having Bryan Cranston being the main focal point.
That sentence is just blasphemy.
We'll let YouTube debate.
Yeah, we'll let YouTube debate later, because I'm going to move on to the number one movie, which I'm sure we have so much to say about. Madagascar 3.
Oh, is he in there?
Europe's Most Wanted.
I'm surprised. Is that number one you said?
No.
Yes.
Total Recall didn't make this list? I really like
on
that Total Recall.
On the list that you gave me, Madagascar 3.
Listen, paycheck. That's
made
all that movie was.
$224 million adjusted in 2012.
You know, Bryan Cranston met his wife.
Yeah.
Robin Dearden on the set of a series Airwolf to go along with JT in 1984.
Uh-huh.
To say, aww. I mean, to go along with you saying this guy's been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing the villain of the week, and she was a hostage held at gunpoint.
And then she fell in love with him.
Of course.
Not to start another debate, but Steven just said, I like the Total Recall remake. It's not as good as the Arnold Schwarzenegger Recall, but it's a separate little action movie. It's a fun thing.
Not better than Total Recall. It's the best
Of course
movie.
Not.
I have 10 movies DVR'd, and that's one of
but
them.
But watch it for some really good action set pieces.
Let's go up to some upcoming movies. We have upcoming movies to cover, then predictions, and get some callers in here. So let's get through
this. Get
Do
callers. It.
First one to talk about is Love the Coopers. Which,
next.
Guess what? I had no idea was even coming out.
Oh, man. Speaking of John Goodman.
But yes,
this is a tough movie.
Distributed by CBS Films.
We had a chance to co-partner with these guys. We passed on it.
Smart.
You've got Alan Arkin, John Goodman, Ed Helms, Diane Keaton, Amanda Siegfried. Mm-hmm. Like,
doesn't look good.
It's a New Year's Eve, Valentine's
Day.
I've just seen trailers. It's like Home for the Holidays, that Robert Downey Jr. movie back with Holly Hunter back
then.
They
have to come out with a certain number of these movies every year.
It's an ensemble cast. They get paid low money.
Who are you going for in this movie? Besides, I mean, John Goodman, Diane Keaton. That's not gonna bring me to a movie theater.
No, she's gonna wear a trailer for this thing. He's gonna eat pancakes.
No.
Have you seen the trailer for this thing? It looks so cheesy, and like it's a Hallmark card made into a movie around Christmas. I just
Olivia Wilde's in it.
Yeah, she's great to look at.
Do you know her real name?
Olivia.
That is it. It's Olivia Jane Cockburn.
Liar.
I'm serious.
No, I can't. I have no idea if he's telling the truth, so we'll just have to go with maybe.
Steven. And she also won a pancake eating contest in Australia. That's hot, though.
I mean.
And the winner of the pancake contest, Olivia Cockburn.
He is correct.
Those
it
Cockburns
is on
like
there.
There
you go. But we're not going to stick on Olivia Wilde's name. We are going to move on to By the Sea, the $10 million
flick
that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt went into.
Movies.
She directed it. It is not getting the best critical reception. It has a very limited release versus Lee Cooper's, which is going pretty well.
I'm going to scrounge up a bunch of money. And then we're going to shoot, me and you are going to shoot By the Sea. I'm going to play Brad Pitt. You're going to play Angelina Jolie. And then we're going to go to like the French
Riviera. Are we
going
to go to the French Riviera?
Yeah,
I'll go.
She's like, I'll go.
I'll go.
JT's going to play the the love triangle.
He'll direct it. It'll be cute. Yeah.
I'll be the bellboy in the hotel.
I like that idea.
You got that $10 million. But a lot of it, people are calling it kind of like a vanity film.
That's what I was going to say. It looks like a vanity project. It's like so serious and like, it looks like something from like the French New Wave that they're trying to remake. Yeah.
Well, the trailer had no dialogue in it.
No, it had very, if it did, it was very little.
I mean, typically you would say these people don't really need it. Angelina and Brad Pitt are international stars. They're some of the biggest names in the world. Both of them have expanded from actors to producers to directors involved. I don't know if Prince ever actually directed.
Pitt. No, but Angelina.
Yeah, Angelina. Yeah.
She's done with movies.
Third film that she's directed.
What? This is her last feature. She's not going to be in any movies anymore.
She's going to direct She's been saying she just wants to direct for a while.
You know what the crazy part about it is? When she was growing up, she wanted to be a funeral director.
Really?
And she still visits morgues on the regular.
To do what?
Just to like hang out.
Okay.
And she has an interesting quote. She's like, when she married Billy Bob Thornton, she's like, you're young, you're drunk, you're in bed, you have knives. Shit happens.
Do you guys, between the two, between Brad or Angelina Jolie, who do you think has the stronger opening in the box office?
Right now, I would say Brad Pitt. World War Z was a pretty big hit.
The tank movie.
The Fury was a pretty big hit. Angelina hasn't had a hit in a while.
No.
You're wrong. Maleficent. Maleficent brought in $69 million.
Yeah,
if you look at the reason I was in 2014,
that's the Disney machine.
Doesn't matter.
That's the Disney
machine.
She
headlined it. She executive produced it. Brought in 69 versus Brad Pitt's highest film that he brought in was World War Z with 66 in 2013.
If I was a producer, which I am, I would want Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt did a Disney movie like about, you know, Pocahontas, and he was the main guy. It'd make like a
John Smith.
Million. Yeah, cool. John Smith.
Is that a hard name for you to find?
You go Brad Pitt because female audiences are coming in droves now. They're not coming to see Angelina.
I disagree. I think female audience would see Angelina.
I think, again, the Disney thing is just such a big machine that you could have put any female in there.
Yeah,
I think she was just perfect casting for that role.
You could have put her in that. And
That's true. You'll see.
Yeah.
So that is By the Sea. Also coming out is My All-American. Mm-hmm.
The story of JTE.
Mm-hmm. They marketed that one.
Everybody's hero.
Every man's hero.
Yeah.
JTE.
Unless we have anything in particular that's to Aaron say Eckhart. About that.
The only interest, the little interest I have is from the same guy who wrote Hoosiers and Rudy, which are arguably two of the greatest sports movies ever made.
Correct.
Gene Hackman, Sean Astin, those movies are fantastic. But the director, I don't think is anyone really well known. Aaron Eckhart, and
they're trying to capitalize on a Blindside thing here. Blindside opened on the same weekend in 2009. It was the same kind of football story. They didn't have Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
They didn't have that kind of story. It didn't work. It's not going to work. The movie's going to tank hard.
Yeah, it's going to tank. Yeah.
Also coming out finally is The 33.
Yes.
Yes.
The minor story. This has already opened a couple places internationally. It's opened in Argentina, Chile, Ecuador, Mexico, Venezuela. Yeah. So it's already making some money abroad.
My company's put this movie out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We did the P&A. We didn't make it.
Oh, gotcha.
Bought it off
distribution rights.
Yeah, Mike Medavoy's company did it. But it's a great film.
Everyone knows the story. I mean, this was all over.
It's actually the Pope's favorite film this year.
Oh,
the
Pope. Obviously.
Well, they went down to the Vatican.
Did the Pope go down there?
No. Well, the Pope lives there.
Oh. No, I meant that he went down to the mine.
They sent the Chilean miners down, and half of my company went down. They had some really cool pictures and stuff like that. And the Pope, said, this is my favorite movie, and you're going to see it. Like, it's going to say, Scott Mann's Access Hollywood, this is a great movie. And it's going to say, the Pope, this is the best movie.
That's
so the Pope.
Pretty great to have the Pope on your DVD.
When the Pope signs off on something, you usually win.
I mean, do you remember how they... so there was an explosion, right? Because these things happen in these mines.
There's explosions, a huge, I believe, boulder or something shifts. They get trapped under.
How long were they down there? Like a month or like 90 days or something?
I remember when all the
they
newspapers were
down.
Were
it was 33
out.
Chilean miners.
Yes.
And they had a bunch of... they only went down there.
And they had to funnel down like food
they
or
had
water
porn. Internet porn they had. they had water. Definitely.
Really?
Sure.
They had water?
Had
water.
They had water,
yeah. Surprising.
They had a little bit of food and some candy bars and stuff
that. Yeah, but then I think at some point they were able to shift things and at least get some things down through some sort of
Okay.
I don't really remember. I'm pulling that information off remembering when the story was out.
I think it was they were down there for a week and a half.
No, it was a month.
It might have been a month. But if it was Chinese,
a week and a half is not that bad.
But if it was the Chinese, they would have been out in an hour.
No.
Yeah, because they would have just, what they would do, threw money at something. Something would have happened.
They would have uncovered them, and they would have had like a new invention.
Right, exactly.
That they would have made into a billion-dollar business.
Oh, shit, look at this.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Disaster strikes.
We created teleportation.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, pretty much. They would have transported everybody up in the
house. Here you go. Thank you very much, engineer. You have to listen to me talk about what the answer is.
Let's go. I want
to
hear this.
Sorry.
Disasters. I'm going to throw your mic off the table. And then the studio is going to get mad at me for breaking equipment. Stop. Yeah. Disaster strikes on August 5th, 2010, as a copper and gold mine collapses in Chile, trapping 33 men underground with more than 2,000 feet of rock in their way. Members of a rescue team worked tirelessly for 69 days
to almost
save the seemingly doomed crew. Beneath the rubble, the miners begin an epic quest to survive, contending with suffocating heat and the need for food and water. So with family, friends, and the rest of the world watching, it becomes a race against time and a true test of the human spirit.
Yeah, so it's like Everest, but like underground.
I feel like the guys that were saving them were like, day 68, like, we can get them out today.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's wait one more day. Let's hit that 69.
I'm telling you. Yeah, like, you know what? 68's a bad number. It's like a half position.
And I do love that Terry Medeiros is in this movie. He's like the only really star. If Selma Hayek was in this too,
Oliver Martinez in it. Jennifer Lopez was supposed to be in it, but
she has a new TV show coming out, so she's going over there.
She had prior commitments. She was
the one. There's a TV show coming out.
Well, that's what happened. Jennifer Lopez like just did like a
TV show.
No, well, she jumped in the air and just landed on her ass, and then the ground collapsed, and the Chilean miners were done.
Because you wanted to talk so much today, you get to start with your predictions.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Prediction time.
Right now. Let's go.
All right. Well, I had F. Mary Kill for Love the Coopers, but I guess we'll pass on that. Because Marissa Tomei.
You all can play later. Yeah. He wants to play F. Mary Kill.
Yeah, Marissa Tomei and Olivia Cochburn and Amanda Seyfried.
So there you go. If you want to play, please tweet at him or us. We'll figure that out.
You know, obviously Spectre.
Yes.
Yep.
Is number one.
And then,
although Peanuts, you know... I think Peanuts can have a nice hold.
I'm not
I'm just trying to sway you a little bit.
Sway yourself, because we're
Spectre,
sticking to it.
Peanuts.
Yep.
You know, I don't think any of these movies are going to bust The Martian. I think The Martian's going to be number three again. 33 is not going to make that much money, unfortunately.
How many theaters is 33 going on in?
33.
It's going in 69
theaters.
No, we're looking at the 33 is going into 2400 plus. Also, Love the Coopers is going into 2500.
Gotcha. Really?
By the Sea is only going into 10.
What about The Heist with Robert De Niro?
Oh my goodness, it's not showing up right away.
That's not
so
going anywhere.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
All right, so one.
Continue.
All right, one Spectre, two Peanuts,
three,
you know, three. No. You know what? Three. I'm going to go 33 for three.
Okay.
Yeah. Just triple threes across the board.
Triple threes across the board.
Yeah. Martian number four.
Uh-huh.
And let's go By the Sea number five.
No, never mind. Go ahead. That's fine.
You know you forgot Love the Cooper.
That's not going to make any money.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
Number one, Spectre. Number two, Peanuts. Mm-hmm. Number three, I'll give it to. I think Love the Coopers can make $10 million.
Are you serious?
It's at 2,500. It's listen. A lot of people are going to go see that crap. Then I'll say number four, The Martian. Number five, Bridge of Spies will overtake Goosebumps. I think 33 will not hit the top five.
No way. 33 is going to make $12 million.
We're going to go with Spectre, Peanuts, Love the Coopers, The 33, and then The Martian.
Hmm.
So all a little bit different. So we don't need to bring out any numbers, but we will go and take about. If we have one quick caller, then we might be able to take two. So, do we have anyone on the line?
Praying
if
to
so,
God, this
we
is
can take
the boss.
if it's not the boss, Turner, are you going to hang up?
No, he's the best.
Oh, he's already turn your computer down, brother.
Hey, is it the boss?
We're going to go with
Yeah, who's this?
Boss Turner.
Yes,
nice, dude. I love
boss.
This.
He called it.
Yo, you killed it this week, dude. You won everything.
Yeah, you won two things. Congrats.
Yeah, no.
Did he win every category?
He wins
won
everything.
A game, and he won, I believe, 5 for 5.
Jesus.
Dude, nice boss.
Yeah, I won for Peanuts.
Yeah, he won the Peanuts guessing game.
Boss Turner.
Yeah, this Spectre, though, I thought Spectre too long, though.
Yeah
it's too long, man.
Yeah, JT.
Yeah, but I liked it, though. I liked to see between Dave Bautista and James Bond. That was crazy, man.
It does. Let me ask you a question, boss. Have you seen all the Rocky movies?
I saw Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I didn't see Balboa, though. I might check that out, though.
Yeah, you gotta check it out before Creed.
Liz, do you have the Blu-ray collection?
No, I don't got none of the collections, but I saw them on TV.
Hey, listen, do me a favor.
I'm gonna try to buy the 6 more before Creed comes out and watch that.
Listen, boss. Listen up, boss. Do me a favor. Hit me up on Twitter or Facebook. Send me your address. I have a Rocky box set of all 6 films I want to send to you.
Yes.
Yeah, Creed's going to be crazy when I see it, though.
Yeah, you got it.
You send me your address, man. I got a Rocky collection.
Hit him up on Twitter, and he will send that to you.
Yeah, man.
He's been loyal. You've been around for so long. I got to do it.
Yeah, it's a boss.
Thanks. Call her on.
Thanks, boss. All right. Let's get it.
All right. We've got about 20 seconds. If we can take one more caller.
No, we got time.
Hey, welcome to Box Office Breakdown. Who do we got?
Hey, this is Cooper from Houston.
Cooper.
Hey, Cooper. Are you
going to see Love the Coopers this weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, who knows, right? I mean, it could be good, but it could be bad.
Hey,
do you feel like they're dishonoring your name?
Who cares?
All right. Hey.
What's your deal? You got top 5? You got a question? What's the deal?
Yeah, I got a question for you guys.
Sure. All right, cool. We'll answer it.
Okay, so one of my favorite movies of all time is the original Karate Kid.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what? Same here.
The best.
Love it.
Wax on, wax off.
And so I just wanted to ask you guys, what's a movie that hasn't really been out in a while that you guys love, but nobody really seems to talk about anymore?
That's a good question. The first one that came
to my head was just like, but everyone talks about it, I think, is still The Princess Bride. It's still like one of my...
Everyone talks about The Princess Bride. That's a tough question, man, but I love that question because I'm always about underappreciated
what
movies.
What is like your kid movie, though?
A kid movie that I love?
Like Karate Kid was like when you were...
I love Karate Kid.
Karate Kid is fantastic on all levels. I watched 2 the other day.
This is a tough question.
You have to just go with what your heart says.
I think.
If you had, like, the flu, what would you watch?
I always go with Teen Wolf. I just feel like nobody talks about that.
Teen Wolf.
The movie, with Michael J. Fox. I mean, I think people laugh at me when I watch that. I cry over it, to be honest with you. We have 6 minutes, so we're good.
I'm going to go with the movie Oscar. Directed by John, produced by John Landis with Stallone. My family loved that movie growing up.
I
rewatched it recently. It's really funny. It's got a bad rap. Got 2 thumbs up from Siskel and Ebert when it came out. But at that point, people were just running Stallone off when it came to comedy. Because after Stop My Mom Was Shoot, they wouldn't even give him a shot. So people, go check out Oscar. It's actually a really funny movie.
I'm going to not change mine, but I'm going to go with anything Michael J. Fox early on. Bright Lights, Big City, Doc Hollywood.
Secret of My Success.
Teen Wolf. These are great movies that nobody talks about.
Thank you for asking that question. I think we could have gone on about this type of subject for forever, but we have to wrap up, so I have to say goodbye to you.
What, you don't have any?
I started with Princess Bride. Yeah. I can say anything Disney. Yes, it is. Right. I watch it all the time. I also watch a lot of Audrey Hepburn, but I don't really want to get into that.
Great question, Cooper.
Yeah, Thank you for joining us here at the Box Office Breakdown at the Popcorn Talk Network. We will be back next week on Sunday. Please subscribe, tweet, follow us, like us.
Ashmo's
Those things
JTE.
Really help a lot.
At Bob Finstock.
At Sarah underscore
Stray. Underscore Stray.
Hey, watch us when anybody needs, there's no schmoes to watch, so why not watch us?
It's getting louder. Yeah. That means...
Poof.
It's not getting louder.
It's all good. Screen Junkies Plus.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.